Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and thanks for tuning into Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK on the fifth Sunday in Lent, Judica. I am Tapani Simayoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church, Fareham, and I'm delighted to be your host for the next half hour. Today marks the beginning of Passiontide in the church year. As we approach the event of Holy Week and the remembrance of Jesus' passion and death for the redemption of the world from sin and death, the church's focus turns exclusively towards the cross. Today, the liturgy is normally spoken rather than sung. The Gloria Patri is no longer sung at the conclusion of Psalms. The intensity of the focus on the Lord's Passion builds up throughout the next fortnight until we arrive at the empty tomb on Easter morning. The timing of Easter can sometimes cause a slight liturgical problem. One major feast of the church year always falls in Lent, the Annunciation, which is celebrated on the 25th of March. It is a major feast because it is in fact the true festival of the Incarnation, the arrival of the Son of God in the world. For the Word became flesh, not at Christ's birth in Bethlehem, but at his conception in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary when the angel Gabriel visited her in Nazareth 9 months previously, as recorded in chapter 1 of Luke's Gospel. In years when Easter is early, as is the case when this program is first being broadcast, Annunciation falls in the middle of Passiontide. So what should we do? Observe the intense final fast of Lent, or celebrate the great feast? I had to rack my brain a bit to make sure that on Sunday Cantata we can have our cake and eat it. The end result is the following compromise. One of Johann Sebastian Bach's cantatas was performed at least once on a Marian feast. BWV 161 is entitled Komm, du süße Todesstunde, Come, sweet hour of death. And though not written for it, it was probably sung at the Feast of the Purification of Mary in early February. It's not entirely clear to me what it has to do with that festival. The original occasion for this cantata was the 16th Sunday after Trinity and the raising of the son of the widow of Nain. But since its thematic connection to Passiontide is fairly obvious, it will have to do for now. We will hit a little closer to the mark still next week on Palm Sunday. This work, written in Weimar in 1716, has a single clear focus: the soul's eager longing to be finally united with Jesus, an encounter that makes the hour of death itself a sweet hour. If the last two episodes of Sunday Cantata focused on funeral music, we could think of today's work as deathbed music. The words are from the pen of Salome Frank, who was a frequent collaborator with Bach in Weimar. The work opens with a serene alto aria accompanied by a pair of recorders, which announces the theme of the cantata with an emotive appeal. Come, O sweet hour of death, when my spirit feeds on honey from the lion's mouth. Make my departure sweet. Do not delay, O my last light, the moment when I shall kiss my Saviour. The reference to the honey from the lion's mouth is to the story of Samson in the book of Judges, where on the way to his wedding, Samson ate honey from the carcass of a lion he had earlier killed. On account of Christ's victory over death, the Christian's death is not a defeat. Rather, it is death that is destroyed. And so, on his way to the heavenly marriage with Christ, the Christian eats the honey of joy from the mouth of the slain lion, death. In the background, the organ plays Christoph Knoll's funeral hymn, Herzlich tut mich verlangen, I yearn from my heart for a blessed end. This hymn runs throughout the work. It is heard explicitly here and in the final chorale. In the other movements, the main musical themes are taken from the chorale, composed by Hans Leo Hassler. The tenor then sings the recitative, which begins with a severe renunciation of the pleasures of the world, before turning to a contemplation of the bliss of heaven. World, your delights weigh heavily. Your sweetness is loathsome to me as poison. Your light of joy is my comet, leading me astray. And where your roses are picked are thorns without number to torment my soul. Pale death is my dawn. With it the sun of splendor and heavenly rapture rises for me. And so I sigh from the depth of my heart for nothing but my final hour. I long soon to feed with Christ. I long to depart from this world. The closing extended cello phrase depicts the departure of the soul from the world to be with Christ. The tenor continues with a flowing aria, anticipating the encounter with Christ. My longing is to embrace the Saviour and soon to be with Christ. Though death crushes me as mortal earth and ashes, the pure gleam of my soul will shine like the angel's glory. It is much to Salomo Frank's credit that although the focus is on the sweetness of the outcome of death, he does not romanticize its reality. Nevertheless, the immortal, unquenchable life of the redeemed soul transcends that gruesome reality. The alto aria that follows is accompanied by the full orchestra of strings, continuo, and recorders. The decision is already made. World, good night. And my only comfort is that soon I shall die in the arms of Jesus. He is my gentle sleep. The cool grave shall cover me with roses till Jesus shall wake me again, till he leads his sheep onto life's sweet pasture, that death might not keep from him. Close in then, happy day of death. Ring out then, O final hour. The line, "He is my gentle sleep," is sung three times, with the word "schlaf," sleep, held over several bars. Near the end, the lower strings are plucked to provide the sound of the funeral bells for which the singer is calling. Throughout, the painting of the words is almost exaggerated. Such is the depth of feeling with which Bach invests the words. Again, as with the previous week's funeral cantatas, one can feel almost tangibly how close an acquaintance he had become with death in his own life. The choir now joins in with music of beguiling simplicity and an air of tranquil acceptance. If it is my God's will, let the earth even today take the burden of my body, and let the spirit, the body's guest, dress in immortality in sweet heavenly delight. Jesus, come and take me hence. Let this be my final word. The triple time, the frolicking of the recorders, and the steady rhythmic backbone from the continuo of organ and lower strings seems almost to depict a band of happy pilgrims making their way to their true home. The final chorale is the fourth verse of Knoll's funeral hymn, set to an unusual and striking harmony. Though the body be consumed in the earth by worms, yet it shall be awakened and through Christ be transfigured, and shine like the sun and live without affliction, in heavenly joy and rapture. How can death then harm me? The recorders play a flowing descant over the other parts, moving freely and lightly as body is transfigured, released from the sorrows of this world. The very final chord is marked by suspension in the recorder part, released only slowly, a final musical image of departure. This performance of Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata number 161, Komm, du süße Todesstunde, is found in Volume 5 of Bach Collegium Japan's series of the complete sacred cantatas. The soloists are Yoshikazu Mera, countertenor, and Makoto Sakurada, tenor. The choir and orchestra are directed by Masaki Suzuki. The recording is published by BIS and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com.
Zucker ist mir als ein Gift verhasst. Dein Freudenlicht ist mein Kometen. Und wo man deine Rosen bricht, sind Dornen ohne Zeit.
Thank you.
That's it for another week on Sunday Cantata. May God bless you richly in the week ahead, and as you prepare to celebrate the great events of our redemption through the passion and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church I serve, Our Saviour Lutheran Church, publishes all its services, including all the extra services for Passiontide and Easter, on its website, oslc.org.uk. To find out about Lutheran services elsewhere in the UK, visit the homepage of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England at lutheran.co.uk. Join me again next week for another episode of Sunday Cantata and another masterpiece from the pen of Johann Sebastian Bach. I am Tapani Simayoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.